Questions about online privacy are everywhere in our society, including in prison. Many federal inmates use email through a special prison system. Defense attorneys say they don't trust it because prosecutors have used those messages as evidence in court. Defense lawyers and elected officials want to change that, NPR's Joel Rose reports.
At least once a week, federal defender Deirdre Von Dornum makes the trip across Brooklyn to meet with her incarcerated clients.
Next, Express 5, train 2.
The round trip takes 3 hours on a good day. First, Von Dornum rides the subway. Then she walks half a mile to the Metropolitan Detention Center, a pair of nondescript high-rise buildings on the Brooklyn waterfront.
Can I get one and a locker?
You get one and a locker.
Then Von Dornum goes through security, where she has to leave everything except her legal papers in a locker in the lobby. At this point, she still has to wait, sometimes for hours, for guards to bring her client down from his cell.
It's time that I'm not able to spend on other portions of the case.
But Von Dornum says it's the only way to be sure she can have a conversation that is both timely and confidential. Phone conversations with attorneys are private, but there aren't always enough phones. The post office is too slow. Email would be perfect, but it's not protected. So Von Dornum knows that the Bureau of Prisons could share her client's email with prosecutors.
I have to use the hours to travel back and forth to the jail, as opposed to being able to email him or her about it and say, here's how I see it. Do you have any questions? Do you have any thoughts?
These conversations are fundamental to the attorney-client relationship.
Jerry Morris is president of the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. He says these restrictions on email aren't merely inconvenient. They're preventing defense attorneys from doing their jobs.
This is not just idle chit-chat or this ought to be private because there might be things in there that would be embarrassing. They're fundamental to the Sixth Amendment right to counsel.
Morris says reading these emails can give prosecutors an unfair advantage. But prosecutors insist that's not the point at all.
We don't want to read attorney-client communications. We are not doing this for some strategic advantage.
Jim McGovern is a prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn, and he takes a very different view of the inmate email system.
Nobody ever intended this system to be confidential.
When you log into the prison email system, there's a clear warning that the email will be monitored. So McGovern says defense lawyers should act accordingly. For a while, prosecutors in Brooklyn assigned an extra lawyer to separate out emails between inmates and their lawyers, but McGovern says
it became really too much of a burden to go and constantly have to review thousands of pages and try and remove out attorney-inmate emails.
So last summer, the office sent a letter warning defense lawyers it, quote, intends to review all email, unquote, sent to or from federal inmates. Several federal judges have ruled that's okay, but at least one judge has expressed misgivings. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries of New York is going even further. He introduced a bill that would forbid prosecutors from reading email between defense lawyers and their clients.
No other form of communication is treated in this fashion. Email communication in the 21st century should be given the attorney-client privilege protection that it deserves.
Jeffries says it strains credibility that the Bureau of Prisons can't find a way to keep these emails hidden from prosecutors. The Bureau of Prisons declined to comment for this story, but critics say it's missing a big opportunity to make the justice system work better. Lori Levinson is a former federal prosecutor who teaches at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles.
We have chosen the least efficient way to actually run the criminal justice system. We're operating in the same manner we did a half a century ago. Come on in and see your client.
Levinson thinks this is one more area where the law needs to catch up with technology, though she doesn't think that will happen until everyone agrees that it should. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.